I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About. Welcome to this episode of Small Bites, where Christina and I are chatting about normal and abnormal behaviors that you might experience with your puppy. This episode, we are going to talk a little bit about play. And that's a big topic. There's many types of play, but what we're specifically talking about here is playing with toys.
Yes. And it's very important to play with your puppy, whether that's with toys or not. There's lots of different ways to play with your puppy. Make sure you are playing with your puppy. And we're going to talk about puppies who enjoy playing with toys, because not every puppy does.
Right. Yeah. And if you have a puppy that might not be interested in playing with toys, that's okay. You could skip this episode. But if you do have a puppy that has a tendency to pick up toys, or even if they really like to like hang off your sleeves, that might be a good indication that they might really like toys. So you might want to grab a toy and try playing with your puppy. But one thing we did want to mention kind of right at the get-go is that if you have a puppy that loves playing with toys, it is okay to play with toys with your puppy. It is okay to let them tug. Sometimes you might hear it being said that that can create aggression in your puppy. It's not a good thing. Totally fine to play tug with your puppy. And if you have a dog that likes to play with toys, if you have a dog that genetically is bred to use their mouth, playing with toys can actually be a really good outlet for those dogs.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, if we try to not let them play tug, if we have one of these dogs that's really genetically or behaviorally predisposed to want to play tug, you might end up with a bunch of other behavior stuff because of an unmet need in that puppy. And even if your puppy's big and you're not so big, there are fun, safe ways to play. And the other point I wanted to make is that it's okay to let them win. So I see a lot of people, they're afraid to play tug because they were told long time ago or way back when that can make your dog aggressive, or they're afraid to let their puppy win. Now, if Erin and I played a game of checkers every day and I never won, not once, I would stop playing with her. I would go find someone that wasn't quite as good to play with. I wouldn't enjoy playing with her anymore. You have to let your puppy win, and it's totally okay. It's not going to create a dominant puppy or a puppy that's trying to rule the world. You just want them to be having fun. There are a couple of safety tips and some strategies that I want to mention as well. One is, especially with a puppy, we want to tug low. We don't want to tug up so their necks are cranked up. We really don't want to be suspending them off the ground or swinging them around by their tug toy. That can hurt their little necks and their teeth. So really, we're going to keep it nice and low when we play tug. And strategy-wise, to keep your dog interested, I always say pretend the tug's a rabbit. Rabbits don't fly up in the air. They stay low to the ground. Every now and then they might jump, but we don't have to acknowledge that part. So stay low to the ground, zigzag that toy, and make it fun. Make it a game for your puppy to be able to catch it, and then let them catch the rabbit. Not a real rabbit, though. Just a tug toy.
Well, that's a tug toy, so that we're teaching them the appropriate things to chase and bite on, right? Not the real bunny rabbits. Yeah. If we're talking about the bunny rabbit analogy, the bunny rabbits wouldn't last very long if they jumped into the dog's mouth. I see that a lot, is that people like to wiggle the toy. Even if they're zigzagging it, they go towards your puppy. Really helps to engage them if you are zigzagging it away from your puppy, so they do get to chase it a little bit. And then, yeah, like Christina said, when they get their teeth on it, you can give a soft tug or two. But if they're really young, let them win it pretty fast.
Yeah. And guys, if you have a toy-driven dog, tug is the best way to teach a recall. That's how I call my dogs off a deer. They could take off after a running deer, and I can call my dogs off because they're toy motivated. It's actually pretty easy with some strategic use of the tug and some setups, and it's great. Please don't avoid it. Please play with your puppies. If you have any questions, reach out to Erin or I, or pretty much anybody who does sports with dogs. We'll have lots and lots of fun tug games to play with your puppy.
Bye.